This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good Monday morning to you. Chad Hershberger filling in for Mark Lawrence this morning. Glad to be with you as we kick off this new week together. And we have a guest on WKOK Sunrise this morning as we continue to spotlight some of the candidates for offices, including state offices. We would like to welcome to the program Michelle Sigler. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being with us. And Michelle is running in the upcoming election, which is happening here in not too long. I think it's 50-some days, maybe. Maybe you know more better than I do, Michelle.
Yep, it's coming up on November 3rd.
Yep.
We're hitting the ground. Yep.
Michelle's from Salins Grove. She is a Democratic candidate for the state Senate in the 27th District. That seat is currently held by Senator John Gordner of Berwick. So let's first ask you, Michelle, why did you run?
Well, I just firmly believe in the founding principles of this country and that people should have choice. And nobody has run against Senator Gordner basically since 2003. And I feel like the constituents of the 27th District deserve a chance to hear from a counter argument, hear from another person that's offering something else. And I was a youth leader, and I was watching these kids play one day after school at youth group. And it was kids from all ages, all demographics, and they were playing together. And I just looked at them and realized I didn't think anybody was thinking about their future in government in Harrisburg, and I just feel like that's unacceptable, and things have to change for many of us rural people. So that's why I'm doing this.
So you talked about the kids playing together of different backgrounds. One of the things that we've seen recently is that it seems like parties, the two sides, aren't willing to sit down and play together and aren't willing to compromise and look at things for the betterment of our area. Tell me a little bit, if you would win and would be part of the state legislature, how would you work with others? How would you work with the governor? What would be some of your plans to kind of try to get people together and to talk about the issues rather than point fingers?
Well, I think what's going on right now, and it's truly sad to see in government, is that there could be good legislation out there, there could be a good amendment out there that the other side is proposing, and the side that is opposing that doesn't want to give that side a win, so they will just vote against it because they don't want to give the win to the other side. And it's so unacceptable to me. There used to be a part where Democrats and Republicans reached across the aisle. They might have not agreed how to get there, but they understood that there was a need to get to a better policy change. And they would figure out a way to come together and negotiate that so that they could do something for the betterment and the good of the people. And that's not happening down there. And I'm not saying that I could snap my fingers and make that happen, but Mr. Gordner is the majority whip. His job is to basically kind of be partisan. And it's not okay. It has to change. We hear often a lot of our elected officials in this area. They come on the radio and they give a spin on what a bill offers people. And in the truth is that bill is not doing what they think it's doing. We are getting a partisan spin. And what I have seen happen over this last year is bills put up that are directly affecting and taking away the founding principles of this country and destroying our three branches of government. And that may sound a little bit, you know, too far to some people, or might not sound accurate, but the legislation that I am looking at, they are trying to take power away from the executive and the judiciary branches. And those, there are going to be amendments up on the ballot. And the people need to be aware of this. Things are being set up to destroy the power and the voice of the voter and the people. And that's the representation, and that's taking the power that our founders set up that should be in our hands.
Do you have something that you would like to do, sort of the top priority you would have if you go to the state legislature?
So I we're working on a platform called the Rural Bill of Rights. So it's 10 things that I think need changed urgently in rural Pennsylvania. And it's something that I think that cannot wait. So this is access to hospitals and healthcare. As we're watching, many rural people all over the state, all over the Commonwealth, are watching their hospitals close down. And there's nothing being done to stop that, which is increasing our drives to healthcare. Broadband and cell phone services, this is something rural people need addressed for a long time. It's actually becoming a burdensome load to small businesses who have to do a lot of telework and are not getting reliable broadband in here. And I was at a chamber event where some businesses literally said, if this doesn't change, I don't know if I can stay in this area. Public transportation. We have no public transportation option in the Commonwealth for rural. If you need to get somewhere and you do not have an automobile, there isn't much choice for you. And I think we need better public transportation. Investment in public education. We're ranked 46th nationally in what the state invests in public education. If we want to build a solid working middle class, we need to invest in our children. And the best way to do that is to fix some of these issues that are going on with our public education funding. I would like to see better protection and growth of family farms. We pay a lot of lip service to farmers, but we're not actually legislating in Harrisburg policies that will help them grow and develop and protect their land that has been in their family for generations. We want good-paying, livable jobs and worker protections. COVID is highlighting the need for worker protections, but I still have heard from nurses that are using single-use masks for a week. It's unacceptable, and our government should be doing better for working people. Infrastructure investment. I mean, for myself, we look at our communities. We have a lot of pride in it. When we see potholes and we're paying all this money in a gas tax, and we're not seeing the promises that were made to us if we had this tax put on us, it's upsetting. We need to fix the issue where our money is not going back into the proper area to get us good, strong infrastructure investments. Support of our local businesses. I think this one is super key. We're seeing this in COVID. We need to do better. And the thing is, COVID is highlighting this something. We've been losing small businesses in rural way before COVID hit. And if we had proper investment and a government that actually had a free and fair market for our small businesses so that they could grow and develop and build up a solid work base and middle class here. And as you can see, some of these build off each other, off of each other. If we supported our local businesses, it would grow jobs. If we invested in public transportation, it would help us get to hospitals that are that have closed and we have to drive further to the next one. Access to clean air, water, and land. That is a constitutional amendment in the Pennsylvania Constitution. It's Article 1, Section 27. We have the right to clean air, water, and land. And down in Harrisburg, they are constantly infringing on that right. I hear people talk about their rights all the time that government is respecting. And this one is very concerning to me. It's affecting the health of our children. It's affecting the health of our communities. And it's something that PA is one of the only constitutions in the United States that gives us this right. And our legislature has got to do better to uphold that for us. And then building into that one, number 10 is upholding of the PA and U.S. Constitution. So these are the reason I added this one is because I want people to understand that our legislators need to be more cognizant of the bills they're putting up and how they affect our constitutional rights and make sure that they're legislating within that. I think sometimes we forget that we have checks and balances in our system and we must make sure that we're upholding those when we put up legislation. So these are 10 things that I think if I was elected, I would invest in. I would work to try to fix some of these issues where the money is not going where it's supposed to invest in these things. We build last in the 27th district can be successful for the future.
Money the state has deficit because of that we normally do. Harrisburg,
The governor is proposing a little bit Delaware loophole close. Corporations are not paying some of these. That would bring things that we can do that would not directly hurt and affect our peeps getting overlooked when the other side, the Republicans, I hope people understand that this is, and I'm telling you the truth, to tax you, to enter that tax you. We're already paying pounds.
And so we are just about to tell us, give us your final in who I will vote for. State Senate in the 27th district.
I've and figure out the best way for children. I can guarantee Harrisburg. I love it. I love the people here. I care about them, which is missing in government Harrisburg. And that, I will tell you right now, I will fight Harrisburg. And I would promise to be a fighter and a champion those values if I was elected.
Very good, Michelle. Thank you so much for joining us. Michelle Siegel is on the line with us. She's from Selins Grove. She is the Democratic candidate in the state Senate, the 27th district, and is running against Senator John Gordner, the Republican from Berwick. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.